Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Welcome to Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast, your podcast dedicated to all things Animal Crossing. Episode 196 is brought to you by Donnie, Kimberly McGrath, and Hyphen Morgan, some of our newest Patreon patrons. This week, Nina, Sergio, and I are opening our show to a great debate. We're going to debate whether it's better to restart an island completely or flatten and redesign. We'll be giving our thoughts as well as taking audience calls to see how they feel. So to begin, hello, Sergio. How are you doing?
Hi, Chuy. I'm doing pretty well. It's been a good week. Lots of gaming going on. What about yourself?
Pretty good. I hope it's been a good couple of weeks since we haven't actually spoken.
Yeah,
we kind of did a strange in-betweener episode. Hi, Nina. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm about to start a full week with students. So we had like pre-planning, which was a bunch of meetings, and then we had visitation day, and I'm exhausted.
I get that. That's a lot to do at the very beginning. I guess it's like the beginning of school, pretty hectic.
Yeah, and it's really like draining because you're taking it easy over the summer for the most part. So right. It's like back to full gear. And yeah, I like have just gone home and fallen asleep on the couch a few times.
Oh. Yeah, I know Summer Nina. She's fun.
She is fun.
Gets to have a good time. Up all night, having a blast, playing pirates.
And I'm tired now.
Yeah. So before we get into our big debate here, I did want to give a couple of quick news items. The first being that there are some new items in Nook Shopping. If you haven't checked them out, they are in rotation, so you have to play a couple days or, you know, time travel a couple days if that's what you prefer. But they are the Cucumber Horse and the Eggplant Cow. So if you're interested in those, check out the game. Go to Nook Shopping and you'll be able to find them pretty easily. And don't make the mistake Nina made. It's not in the corner of Nook's Cranny. They are in the Nook Shopping.
Right, right.
Oh, that killed me.
Yeah, I know. I had to warn people. Mm-hmm. And then the other piece of news, Sanrio cards are back in stock at Target.
Yes.
So I've been seeing a lot of people tweet about it. I have actually gone to a few Targets myself and seen them on shelves. I bought one pack, so I'm not hoarding them all. I just wanted to have an official pack that I didn't, you know, have to get sent over to me from Europe to get. But yeah, they are back in stock. One I saw in pretty low supply. It's a pretty frequented Target, but if you have a quieter Target around your area, they might have a whole big just pile of them because
oh, nice.
I went to another one that had, it looked like they basically had the whole box unboxed there
wow.
and
wow.
still hanging on the shelves. So
yeah.
They are around if you're looking for them. Really great opportunity to get them because these characters, this is the only way you can get them. We've already talked about how they cannot be adopted if you haven't scanned in the cards. So if you're really looking to get the Sanrio items, the Sanrio villagers, this is the way to get them. So yeah, check out your Target. They're back in stock. Hopefully, you know, people are kind and not stealing all of them all at once. But yeah.
Well, I mean, this is the official way to get those villagers. There are other ways.
This is the official way that we're allowed to promote here. Other means are possible.
Yeah.
If you're interested in seeking those out. Etsy, you know, making them yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You've got options, I guess. But if you want the actual cards, the official ones, they're there. Yeah. Do crimes. All right, so let's go ahead and hop into our main discussion topic here. Nina, you have been debating what to do with your island. Are you going to reset? Are you going to flatten, redesign? I'm going to let you take over from here so you can give us a little background of what's going on.
Yeah, I, like you said, have been really struggling with this decision for a while. I have not been playing Animal Crossing as much as I want to be playing. And when I do turn it on and walk through Keel Hall, it feels very complete to me. Like I don't want to be doing terraforming because I like all the sections I have. Maybe if a new villager moves in, I change up the yard a little bit, but I don't know. I kind of, it's a nice feeling. I like having Keel Hall kind of complete. But I also want to be playing Animal Crossing. So here's the struggle I've been going through, which I put out on Twitter a while ago. I got so many responses. Which is what made me bring it up to you and Sergio as a possible topic for our podcast. But I do. So if you guys have been listening for a while, you know, I do have a second Switch, which sounds like the easy answer, like keep Keel Hall and start another one on your second Switch. But I've started, so that's the one I call Fox Cove, my little second city. And I've started it probably four times over. But what I think the problem in my brain is that with Fox Cove, I can always just dip over to Keel Hall if I need money, if I need DIYs, if I need fish or whatever, or clothes, you know, little things that you don't think about, supplies. And then I scoot back on over to Fox Cove and it's all just too easy almost. It feels a little bit like cheating. So it just doesn't seem as much fun to me. I like working through to get all the DIYs and everything. I kind of like the struggle at the beginning of the game. But then on the other side, this is the problem. You know, I've got all those collectible items that we got from the first year. I have almost everything completed. I'm only missing a few DIYs and a few art pieces. I'm missing one diving creature. I don't know. But then again, that stuff is just sitting in a closet in Keel Hall. What am I really even doing with it? I've got those memories, and isn't that enough? So I don't know. I'm just flipping back and forth. I know that I guess I could flatten. That seems like a whole lot of work. Like, how many hours did it take you to flatten? Aiken, Joy.
So many. So many. And then there's the internal struggle of, like, trying something, really hating it, and then going, all right, got to do this again.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm so on the fence about this that I ended up... So I ended up reaching out on Twitter. What day was this? This was August 8th. I tweeted, has anyone reset their town and thoroughly enjoyed their second playthrough, or is it just a bad idea? This was, if you're not following me on Twitter, this was at Grizzly Crossing. But I got a bunch of responses, and everyone seems to be on the fence too. I'll get a response about, like, do not reset. It's the worst thing I ever did. I cannot rebuild my town. And then I get responses that are like, oh, it completely reinvigorated the game for me. It's the best decision I ever made. So I was like, oh, I don't know what to do. Let's see. Let me pull some of these. Like, okay. Medi, who is one of our trusted mods in the Haken Discord, said, I reset in March. So glad I did. Should have done it sooner. Not only did I become addicted again because of it, but also my new layout is way better than my last one, and it's allowing me to actually enjoy my island. It's like, like, what else do you need? That sounds perfect, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. Lemmy, another, like, awesome Haken listener who's always there for us, says... I did a second island on another Switch. I thoroughly enjoyed playing that island, but I feel like if I ever lost or reset my main island that I've had since release, I would feel a great sense of loss. I'm really attached to it, and that's just me. And I kind of feel the same way about Keel Hall. I did huge bullet journals about Keel Hall. I set up my flag and what my theme was going to be for months before the release. So there's that too. Do I want to save Keel Hall as, like, just a, you know, like a museum of my experience first time playing through. Yeah. I don't know. You guys, I cannot choose.
Well, I guess let's interrupt here. Okay. Sergio and I've got a question for us. What do you think is the best course of action, reset or flatten? I guess, Sergio, do you want to start here and kind of give your thoughts, what you initially think, what you think based on what Nina's saying right now?
So, I mean, for sure, Nina, I would say go with whatever you feel is going to be the best for you. But if I could encourage you, lean you towards one way, it would be to flatten your island instead of completely resetting it. For a bunch of points that you already mentioned, you know, you have a second switch, so you could always re-experience the beginning of the game that way. I'm seeing a comment here from Napping Right, and I definitely agree. If you wanted to, you could have that second island experience and just be disciplined and force yourself not to connect to Kill Hall. So you have the challenge, you know, the struggle of the beginning part of the game, and you can have that without losing any of the progress that you made in Kill Hall. Like you said, a lot of it is just memories. A lot of it is just there in your closet, but you did it, and it's always going to be there. I feel like there's no reason to get rid of it completely. If you wanted to re-experience Animal Crossing, you could always do that with a second Switch. And, you know, it's a benefit that we have to pay for. We have to have a second Switch to begin with. So it's an advantage, I would say. So if you have it there, I might as well use it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not like I need to spend money and go out and buy a second Switch and buy a second New Horizons. Right. Because I have both of those already.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And then... Yeah, I know you mentioned like the biggest struggle is you've restarted your Fox Cove second island about four times now, and you find yourself going to your old island and everything. What if you just like left your Switch with
with Michi
with your original Keel Hall at like Michi's?
That's true.
And you're like, it's not here. I literally cannot get it. I mean, you're always at Michi's. I think you're there now.
Yeah, I
but,
am.
Like, you know, somebody you visit a little less frequently and you're like, oh, I can't go to that island. I really have to stick to this one.
Chewy, love that idea. Hades is on that Switch, though. I can't do that.
I was going to say, you can connect your profile to your other Switch and then still play Hades.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, you can download Hades on that Switch with that profile and play it. And as long as your original Switch with your profile and everything is on offline, you can always play Hades.
Mm, okay.
So option there. Mm-hmm. What I wanted to say is, like, I feel like restarting and flattening are two different gameplay experiences to me. So it's really kind of determining which one you want to experience, you know, because I guess the big thing with restarting is like, I would go at it as in like completely fresh start. I have nothing. I'm playing this game like it literally came out today, you know, and I would want to relive that experience through restarting where I've never had the game, I've never had the game before, and this is day one, the game just released, I'm playing it from the beginning like everyone else. Of course, it's a little bit of a pretend game with that because, of course, a lot of people have it, they've been doing it, but I would go at it that way. Like, I don't want to have, like, a town to fall back on, one to, like, revisit and say, oh, I really want this DIY item, I'm going to go there real quick and just get it, you know?
And absolutely.
And then the other gameplay experience with flattening is really like more of the town builder aspect to the game where you spend your time. I get really into this part too, where I made a spreadsheet of what am I moving this and where, and you know, I made a calendar for myself of like, all right, it's gonna take me 10 days to move all of these buildings, and then it's gonna take me all this time to like flatten everything and redesign it. And so, like, if you want the town building experience, like, that's, I feel, more catered to the flattening aspect where you are spending a longer period of time on a big construction project, and you know, the resetting, it's like, you know, you just get a whole fresh start. So to me, it's like, which one of those aspects are you missing for the game? Mm-hmm. Are you missing like the beginning discovery and kind of the story, you know, because there is a bit of a story behind that intro and, you know, leading up to that big KK Slider concert, you've made it to your full island? Or are you just kind of like tired of how your place looks? Like, it, like you said, it feels done. It feels like you've made it pretty complete and don't want to change anything from what it is. Mm-hmm. At that point, I'm like, you know, record a video of it and then destroy it all and rebuild and make it something fresh, you know?
That's true.
So yeah, I guess I'm wondering, like, which gameplay experience are you missing?
I think I lean towards the beginning gameplay. I love starting with nothing. I love those little cutscenes with Nook where you like toast with your with your island fruit around the campfire. It's just so sweet. And I really like it's kind of almost like a mini game where you have to build all the furniture and put it into the plots for Timmy and Tommy Nook for the three main people that come.
Right.
Main villagers, I guess. Which is so much fun. I really, really enjoy that part of it. So I guess that's the way I lean. So here's another thing I tweeted after thinking about it a little while. When did I tweet this one? I think it was the next day. I put a little contingency. I said, okay, new line of thinking that is helping me. If Keel Hall is a finished product, fully developed, maybe Nook wants Grizzly, who's my little character on Keel Hall, maybe Nook wants Grizzly to help with another island. That way I could keep my character and then just like have Grizzly on the new Switch working on a new island, like I've been promoted, or I guess it's like a new job, like he wants you to work on the next island.
True.
I don't know.
I don't know. That's a way to go about it. Like if you make your own story around that experience too, it works. Well, we did get a bunch of comments. As you know, some of you may know, we did a little bit of a call out for this topic and everything. And I got a bunch of comments on the YouTube video that was posted, as well as some tips that people had for restarting. So we can go through these. Maybe we'll go me, then Sergio, then Nina on these.
Okay. We're getting some really good comments in the live chat too. We'll have to come to them next.
Yeah, we'll get some of those. So the first one we have here is from Summon Sloth, and they said, I haven't done either thing, but if I had to choose, I would flatten. I only have one island to work with, and starting over is out of the question. So, you know, somebody who's definitely attached to those memories and just the experience they've had with this game. So I'll be honest, I kind of lean more that direction. I think every single Animal Crossing game that I can't return to, like my original island, I regret it so much. I wish so badly I could see my original GameCube town, my DS Wild World town, even my City Folk one. It wasn't till like New Leaf that I treated that land as sacred, and I was like, no, I can't get rid of this.
Well, and I still have my New Leaf town. Do you guys still have that? I never flattened that one.
Never. I mean, I flattened, like, cut down everything and replotted everything, but it's the original town from, what was it?
Yeah.
June 13th, 2009 or something like that.
Yeah, me too.
So the next comment is from Cyborg Giro, and he said, I will restart the moment I get a Nintendo Switch Pro. That's interesting. I wonder if Cyborg Giro has had a second Switch, but he wants to restart. So this is not like a new island. He just wants to start from the beginning. And I get that point. And you know what I was thinking? If you restart, you're kind of there right away starting to work on your new island. If you flatten, it's going to take a lot of work. You're going to agree. It took a lot of work, even if you're just flattening and rebuilding exactly what was there, but just on the flat part of the island, because that's what I did, and it still took a long, long, long time. So if you restart, you're already playing and enjoying what you want to do. So it depends how quickly you want to start having fun again.
Yeah. And Sergio, you literally flattened. Like, yes. You wanted it all to be on one level.
Yes, true.
That's hilarious.
Kalinksy says, if Nina has a second island, she should focus more on that than Keel Hall. If she only has one island, she should flatten it because she has forged all these relationships and has all these items to use. Just my opinion, though.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the other thing. All those DIYs that you've got to collect again, that's a lot of time. Plus, it's pretty random, except for like the first ones you get from Timmy and Tommy. It's pretty random which ones you get, so... Those really hard to get DIYs are going to take a long time.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to rebuild.
Yeah. So Lady Vesperia says, so I've restarted my island only once, and in all honesty, I'm 50-50 with how I feel about that. I restarted my island in July 2020, and I loved replaying the start of the game. Having your island completely new and wild is always a joy to experience for me. But aside from that, I won't ever start my island again. I did it once, I won't do it again. As for flattening my island, that's pretty much become a monthly thing for me. I've changed my island from Studio Ghibli, Harvest Moon, Stardew Valley, and now I'm trying my hand at Kidcore. I love Animal Crossing so much, but I truly love it the most when I'm inspired to change my island again and again. So, yeah, this is kind of like what I was saying. If you really enjoy that aspect of the town builder gameplay that Animal Crossing offers here, then, yeah, that's probably the way to go if you like rebuilding things. And I'll be honest here, too. Like, this is kind of the direction I'm planning on going. As soon as I finish getting footage for some other videos, I'm going to start a whole flattening and rebuilding project. It's going to be torture.
Nice. So we have a comment from Natasha, and they said, I understand why people would want to fully restart their island, because the beginning of the game was so fun and different from the rest of the game. But I don't think I could bring myself to do it, as I would either have to buy a whole new Switch, or I would have to lose my current island. That's true, and you know, there's a lot of progress there that you would just lose a lot of memories too. You can always check to see when you got certain Nook Miles challenges, and you can go through your history that way. Mm. And, you know, the villagers you have, the relationships you build, the items, everything, you know, it's all little memories that add up to what Keel Hall has been. If you flatten, you can keep what you like about it and rebuild what you don't. But if you restart, there's no going back.
It's true.
The Nook Miles. Those really get me because I am working so hard just chipping away at these bug catching, the fishing. I'm just like, when will I get to 5,000? Not today, but someday, 40 weeks down the line.
And for a lot of us, I think it's going to be never. Honestly, I don't even think I'm close at all to 2,000. I'll have to look. But gosh, that's just, I kind of wish that they had lessened those a little bit, but that's a talk for another time. All right, Samantha, our last comment says, same debate here for this fall. The only reason why I would restart is to relive the beginning of the game and be nostalgic. But then I think I would regret it after. Mm. Just thinking about all the time I spent trying to get those seasonal balloons and all the memories I have on my island make me think that I should choose flattening. Gosh, I still haven't even gotten all of those fall recipes.
Oh, goodness. The balloons.
I forgot about those.
Those are a grind for sure. It's so hard to get those. All right, so we do have some tips that people left for restarting, so I thought I'll go over those really quickly. I am John Porter said, I'll give you some key points of what you need to know before you restart your island. One, planning what layout you want. This is very important because whatever layout you pick, it will affect where your resident services, airport, the rock, and the secret beach spot will be located. Mm-hmm. So if you want to take that into account, that's something to, you know, just think about. Two, deciding your native flower and fruit. What were you going to say?
Just to go back to the rocks really quick, the one thing that I regret about Keelhaul is that somehow none of my rocks have tide pools. So if you are restarting, you want to look for those big chunky rocks on the side of the beach so that you get tide pools. I don't know why that still bothers me so much. But anytime...
What's the point of living on an island if there are no tide pools?
Exactly. Anytime I restart Fox Cove, I really look for those big old rocks.
Yeah. So two, they said deciding your native flower and fruit. Three, transferring your bells, Nook Mile tickets, and tools to hold on to. Have a friend who you trust hold on to your items for you. And four, villager hunting early. The first three villagers can be lazy, peppy, and normal. So keep those in mind for ones you're looking for.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And then Franklin, 2013, said, whenever I restart my island, I like to use the custom app on my Nook phone and use designs to mark where I want my patterns to be and where I want buildings to go. It helps me save time and stress from having to figure out where they will go as I'm playing. And then Sorafan said, it's important to note that when you restart your island, your airport color will be different, and the furniture variants that you used to have on your old island will also change.
Yes.
But also, it's RNG, so if you're looking for any color that you want, it's going to be very tricky. Yeah. And, you know, everybody likes variants from different airport colors, too, so I think trading is just going to be necessary no matter what you run into there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then our last little tip here is from GTA Fan, and they said they recommended heading to a friend's place when the airport opens to buy all the DIYs at Nook's Cranny, since many of them don't unlock until certain points have been reached. And some of the more, I guess, beneficial ones for the early game are the ladder and the pole vault. So if you want to get access to the rest of your island pretty quickly... That's going to be your way, your ticket through that.
Yes. Yeah.
The airport doesn't open until day two, though, so you'll have to keep that in mind. You won't be able to go see what your flowers up top are or, you know, until day two. So that's tricky, unless you're time traveling.
And I think if you're lucky and you kind of pay attention to your flyover at the beginning, you can get a little sneak peek at what your flowers are. So, yeah, I just picked up on that from watching people reset over and over to get their perfect island start. So
I also use the flowers for paths in the beginning, too. If you don't want to go out and lay down custom paths at first, you can just mark out with flowers.
True.
Yeah, line it with flowers, a nice little flower path. That's cute. Awesome. Well... I guess this is where we switch over to our live audience. We want to hear from all of you what your thoughts are on this topic. Is it better to restart? Is it better to flatten? We want to get your ideas here. So if you could indicate to me, I think there's a raise hand option. I can allow you to come in here and speak. And Sergio's got it set up so it'll record. And yeah, let us know.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, everyone. Hey.
Hi.
It's me. Hi.
Hello,
okay.
Ken.
It's time. Is it time for the Ace Attorney debate?
It sure is. Yeah, we want to hear from you. What are you thinking?
Let's do this. Okay, ahead of time, just in case, I apologize if I lag a little bit. My internet likes to be like, you're doing great. Now it's bad. Now it's great. So there we go.
That's okay.
Apology in advance. Okay, so... Here is my whole deal with the whole resetting island thing. So, you Nina, have documented your island, it growing from the very beginning to the end to now, so on throughout the podcast and your own streams, very much so for the past, like, over a year. So, what I think would be, like, instead of, like, if you were to flatten Keelhaul, if you were to, like, nuke it, then that story is still there. It's just moving on to like a new season of Keelhaul. It's changing things up. But if you were to completely reset, it would be like you're retconning, in a sense, this whole like over a year long story that you've been documenting.
Yeah.
Instead of making a new island, which would be like Say if your island was like a TV show or a story.
Uh-huh.
If you started a new island, you would be making like a sequel alongside it or a spin-off. If you were to flatten it, it would be
Like
like I'm starting a
Frasier.
it would be like I'm starting a new like season of this story or
Right.
new chapter. And if you were to reset it all, it would be like, well, all the story you've been following has now been retconned. Everything is different now.
Oh,
That's
like
just
WandaVision.
my that's like my two or three cents.
Okay.
I think those are good points. I
Yeah.
like that aspect of like, it's pretty well documented, your experience. You have all of your notebooks from before where you bullet journaled it out and planned it. And maybe all you need for closure is that like final tour video where you go through the entire island and,
Conclusion.
just yeah, conclude it, remember it, and make it a little museum.
Yeah. I mean maybe if I do take Grizzly over to a Fox Cove or a new island, which oh my gosh, I'd have to go through finding out a new name and everything. It could be like a little spin-off.
It's the spin-off that was made to make more money.
Yeah, I love Frasier, so that's actually helping me a lot. Thank you, Logan.
Yeah, thank
You're
you so
welcome.
much. I think that's
Thanks for having
awesome.
me.
Your voice makes me smile too. Logan's the best.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Logan. I guess we'll get the
Thanks.
next caller in here. Hey, Quantrell, how are you doing?
Hi guys, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we can.
Yes.
All right, cool beans, cool beans.
Good to hear from you again. It's been a little
Yeah,
while.
no, long time no hear. How are you guys doing?
We're
We're
doing
good.
great. Yeah, so what are you thinking here?
I'm thinking, Nina, you should blow this thing up. Listen, okay, so I think the reason you haven't really got into Fox Cove is because it's just like an experiment, a side project that you do on the side. It's not your baby like Keel Hall is. So if you blow up Keel Hall, okay, now you have more motivation to get back to where you were before because that's something you actually care about as opposed to Fox Cove, which was just a thing you did.
That's true. That's true. I think that is part of the reason why, other than like having to go back and forth between Keel Hall and yeah, I spent so much time making Keel Hall and planning Keel Hall that maybe that's what I need to do with Fox Cove or whatever my new island is going to be called before I get it started. And also blow up Keel Hall.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, from what I recall about getting to this point in the game was that all the fun of the game was getting to where you're at now. Once your island is done, then it's like, okay, well, what do I do now? So watch videos about when the next update's coming.
Yeah, which is never.
No, the next update, it has to be in September because they have to add Halloween.
Oh, yeah.
So yeah, blow the thing up.
Are you talking from experience? Have you blown an island up? Have you completely
I tell you
restarted?
what. No, I haven't. But I'll tell you what.
Uh-oh.
If you do it, I'll do it too.
Oh, okay. All
Oh,
right.
I will completely
wild.
start over to you
Wow.
just so you don't feel alone.
Okay.
You
Alone
know what,
together.
though? I don't think I tried going to your island once a long time ago and we got disconnected. And so I never got a proper tour. I'm gonna have to get that before you blow it up.
Okay, no problem. Let me know when. And I had my internet was acting stupid at one point, but now it seems to be pretty consistent. So I'm good to go.
Awesome. Yeah, we'll have to come over and document yours if
Nice.
Nina's gonna blow this up.
We can have two farewell streams.
Yeah.
Oh,
All right.
man.
So yeah, so you do it. I'm in it with you.
Okay. I'll keep that in mind. And I,
Awesome.
my island is and my museum is like completely done. Like I've got all the
Oh,
art and
no.
fish and
You have
books and
all
everything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I got your back.
Okay, thank you. Good to know. I'm gonna go make a
So,
note over here.
Quintrilli Zini, if you blow up your baby, I'll blow up my baby too.
His island must be real close.
Awesome. Thanks a lot, Quantrell. Good to hear from you.
Thank
Good
you.
luck the rest of the show. All
Thank
right.
you.
Hi, Tumeg. I think I can see your little light showing up. Can we hear you?
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Awesome. Dang. Welcome. Welcome
Thank
to
you.
Haken. So what are your thoughts here? What should Nina do?
Well, I was in a pretty similar situation because I had two islands too. And I was getting pretty bored with it. But I actually liked my second island a lot better than my first island. And so I like transferred my second island onto my first island, but I didn't like that it was in the southern hemisphere. So I ended up just getting rid of all my islands and restarting everything and trying to remake my second island in a northern hemisphere. But I like the restarting it because like I'm very much a perfectionist and a completionist, and I that's the way I played the first round. Mm-hmm. And the second way, I just felt like I could be more free to just do whatever I want, and I didn't have to have, you know, all of the DIYs and all of the bugs and all of the this and all of the that. I could just do what I wanted. I could get the DIYs that I like. I can get the furniture that I like. I don't have to complete everything, and I can just do it the way I want to do it. And I also think it's just more fun to be able to play that beginning of the game again and pick new villagers again and just like pick all of that stuff that you can't change when you just flatten it. And also flattening is really hard and really, really time consuming. Like it takes hours and hours and hours of like not fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like moving buildings back and forth, a lot of terraforming. And it's just very tedious, and it's just like hours of things that I would rather be spending my hours like playing that beginning of the game again and spending my hours doing fun stuff than spending my hours terraforming and moving buildings around, because I did that. I flattened before, and it was, I mean, Chewy, you know. Like,
I know.
it's a long, hard process, and I don't like it. I just don't want to do it again.
Yeah,
that was an entire summer for me.
Yeah, I remember you going through that.
Yeah, it's hours and hours of work.
Yeah, I'm actually not even really leaning towards flattening versus resetting right now. If I am going to reset, it will be a hard reset. I just don't know if I want to destroy Kill Hall at all anymore. I don't, you know, I'm just, that's where I'm on the fence, I think. I don't think flattening is my play style.
What is it about flattening or destroying Keel Hall versus destroying Fox Cove? Like, is there a difference? Because you have two islands, right?
Yeah, I do. And so now I am kind of leaning towards maybe Keel Hall will just be like that museum that I won't go visit. Like, it'll be my remembrance island of the first playthrough. But again, whenever I do start Fox Cove, I kind of just teeter out because it doesn't catch my interest. I don't know. It's tricky.
You got to leave Keel Hall elsewhere.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Like Quantrell said, we got to blow it over. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, yeah, I really like your point of view too, Meg, especially, you know, coming from experiencing it and
lots
doing it
experience.
Yourself. So yeah, it's really nice to hear from you.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I've done it all. I've flattened, I've restarted, I've transferred islands, I've done everything.
And you've lived 1,000 lives.
Yeah,
for real.
Sometimes it's just that, you know, you're just not really into the game anymore, and it doesn't matter what you do.
Oh, yeah. I hope that's not the case, but it, you know, right now it might be. Who knows?
Yeah, that was kind of the case for me, too, for a little bit, and I don't know. Restarting got me having to do all the tasks again. That's the thing with restarting too, is that it gives you goals.
Yeah.
Too.
Yeah.
So it does give you something to do up to a certain point.
Mm-hmm.
So that got me playing a little bit, but we'll see how long that lasts. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you called in, and we were happy to have you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
All right. We'll see you next time.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
Hi, Pizza Dude. How are you?
Hi there. I'm doing pretty well. It
awesome.
Really is an honor. It's really an honor to talk to you.
Thanks.
Oh, thanks so much. We're excited to talk to you, too.
Nina, consider it this way. You have everything you need to fight on your island, and you have bells, you have items to place. So I give you two options. Option one, take a corner of your island and then flatten that. If you really liked the flattening, keep doing it. If you don't like it, just reset. Mm. And your second option is go to your first switch, find somewhere in your home that's like hard to get to, put your switch there. For the next eight weeks, do not use that switch and just play Fox Cove. Mm. And then, depending on how you feel about Kyoho now, after you've seen a wife without Kyoho, that's your chance to decide better.
That's a good idea. Yeah, like do like a soft run and see how I feel about a brand new island with no keel haul at all, and then make a decision from there.
Also, this is a different pizza dude than the one that follows you on Twitter.
Oh, okay.
I was really confused when you said that.
Okay. I've got two pizza dude friends now. Then.
Awesome. What?
That's so funny. Well, I'm glad you're on the Discord.
Challenger approaching.
Yeah. Well, I really liked your first suggestion, though, too. Like, I mean, Nina, I know you're kind of not so interested in the flattening aspect, but maybe just doing like a little portion and seeing how you feel about that might be a good way to like dip your toes into it. I know you have your spa section. We're going into fall and winter. Does it make sense? I don't know. Maybe you should get rid of it and see what happens.
I'll flatten if you flatten.
Okay. Wow.
Everybody's making some packs with you today.
I have too much power. I don't like it. Last winter, I remember going through all my like outdoor areas and my spa area and putting all of those little heaters, those space heaters all around so that it would make sense, you know, in my mind to have those outdoor areas. And I just don't know if it really sold it for me or not. So that's a good idea. Maybe flatten those parts that don't make sense in the winter and try something new.
Yeah, I really like these. And, you know, I'm still a big fan of that plan of just like putting your switch where you can't reach it.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Also, it would be great if you could do an episode about Rossetti.
Oh.
My first game was New Horizons, and I saw on Animal Crossing World that Rossetti's theme plays, basically, when you use the rescue services. So I'm kind of interested in him, though.
Awesome. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think he'll have to be one that we cover in that random segment we do every once in a while where we cover, like, lost and forgotten characters.
Yeah, that's going to be a really good one. We can dive really deep with Rossetti.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for the suggestion. And thanks for your answers, too. It was really nice speaking with you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Hi, Claire. How are you doing?
Hello. Okay. Hi.
Hey.
Hi. We're excited to speak with you.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I'm using my phone for Discord, but I actually sent you guys an email because I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to make it.
Oh, well, we're glad you made it.
So I'm just going to read my email. So I haven't restarted my island, but I've, like, thought about it a lot, but I love my, like, rare villagers too much. Mm. Like, I have Judy, and I had Raymond, but I give him away. And, you know, I think, Nina, you should restart, because I tried flattening my island, and I was just like, no. I did, like, half of it, and I'm like, yeah, no, can't do this. Like, too much work. I think people are like so attached to their first islands, because I am too, but you can definitely like relive the start of the game magic if you reset. And I've heard of so many people falling in love with the game again after restarting. Like, that's literally all I've heard. And restarting is kind of like turning over a new leaf, if you get what I mean. And it's just changing things up. Like real life, especially now that, you know, you're going to be back at school and like starting the year fresh, I think like now is a good time to do it. That's pretty much it.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're going into fall too, which is like my favorite. So I feel like I'd be more motivated to play anyways.
Right.
It's the best. And who doesn't really like shooting down balloons for all those fall recipes?
Yeah. You guys all have such good points. I'm having such a hard time.
I don't know if we're making it easier for Nina at this point.
This is fun, though. We definitely need to have people on like this more often. But you guys are great.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks so much, Claire. We'll get a few more callers here. But yeah, thanks. We like your ideas for sure. And thanks for the email, too.
Yeah.
All right. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Hi, Eider M. How are you?
Yeah, not bad. How are you guys?
We're doing great. Good to hear from you. We got somebody overseas. About time.
Yeah, and it's finally in the right time zone for me to join.
That was the whole plan.
Yeah.
Thank you guys.
Yeah, I talked to Nina and Sergio and I was like, we gotta make this like early so we can get the UK and Europe in.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. We really appreciate it over here. Okay, so my only sense worth on flattening versus restarting is, so when I was playing Wild World, I got to a point where like I was kind of tired of my villagers and I wanted to kind of, again, I just wanted to experience the start of the game again. But as soon as I got into that second town, it felt as though there was no reason why I couldn't do it again and again and again. Mm. And after a while in my second town, and that it only took like 2 or 3 weeks, having played my first one for years, that I was like, I'm kind of tired of this one again. Why don't I just restart? Like, there's no personality in this new one in the same way that I'd established in the previous one, if that makes sense.
Right. Yeah.
And which is weird, because thinking about New Horizons, I would so much rather restart than flatten. And the only reason why I'm not restarting is because I know that whatever town comes next, I'm not going to be able to experience in the same way.
That's true. I think that's why if I did start a new town over, I'd really have to go deep like I did at the beginning of Keel Hall and make myself attached to it again.
Right.
Because obviously it just hasn't worked for me in the past.
Yeah. Would you go for a new theme?
Probably. I feel like I've done a lot of pirate stuff and you know, maybe I'd have a pirate room in my basement or something like that because I'm still
to keep all your prisoners.
Yeah, yeah. I need my brig still. But I think I'd probably try something completely new.
Real quickly, I wanted to say, and you made your awesome oil painting of yourself.
Yeah, that's true.
I need to commission you to make one for me.
I can do that.
Yeah, just if it's the case that you were going to go for something completely different, then I imagine that you could kind of construct something with a similar, that you would feel attached to in the same way as you feel attached to Keel Hall.
Yeah.
But I really like, who was it? Was it Claire Bear's idea that, oh no, it was Pizza Guy who said, like, put your first Switch away for, like, 6 months or something and just play on your other one.
Yeah.
That seems like a wise idea as well.
I think so, too. Gosh, yes, I agree with everyone. That's my problem.
You're just so agreeable.
We don't envy your conundrum here.
Yeah. Yeah, well, thanks so much for calling in. We're really glad we got to get somebody overseas in today.
Yeah, and M, Noel is coming back for Great British Baking Show.
Yes, finally.
So excited.
More jumpers, please.
Yes.
All the jumpers.
Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
All right. Nina, we've got one of your favorite people calling in here. Classic Michi.
My Michi.
I've sent you the invite, Michi. Hopefully that comes through.
Michi, you got to unmute. Here she comes. She's coming in.
Oh, she's Hold coming. On. Okay, okay.
Here, I'll give her my headphones.
All right.
Hey, Serge. I'm too old. I can't figure it out. I knew what I was going to say when I called in, and which was to blow it up.
Oh, okay.
But now I've changed my mind.
Oh.
Because I don't think she'll do it. Like, I don't think that she has the capacity to kill Keel Hall.
Are you talking
talking as a Nina expert?
I'm talking as a... I'm calling it as Nina expert.
Resident Nina expert weighs
resident
in.
Resident expert. I don't think she can do it. But I do like this idea of stashing your Keelhaul switch somewhere to actually make you use your other one. And I think you got to get rid of Fox Grove. You don't love it. You don't love it? Get rid of it. Start a whole nother one again.
Yeah. I think that's the saying, right? If you don't love it, let it go.
Yeah. And if it was meant to be, Nina, it'll come back to you.
All right, Nina's far away, but yeah, thanks a lot, Michi. I love that you're our Nina expert here.
That's right. Anytime you need Nina information, give me a call.
And we still need to have our scary movie night.
100%. Did you end up watching the which movie was it? Was it? It wasn't Sinister. It was
Conjuring 3.
Did you watch that one?
Yeah, I did.
I still haven't seen it. Was it great?
We'll have to watch it and find out.
Okay, good. All right, here's Nina.
All right.
You guys talking about scary movies?
Of course, every time.
Ew, get out of here!
Hello, Wizza, how are you?
Hello, I am doing well. I am also being kind of unsafe by driving in a car.
Oh, no.
But I want to throw my... I am being safe. I have my wireless headphones in. I'm
okay, good.
The road. I'm doing everything that I, you know, possibly can. I just wanted to throw my 2 cents in. I largely agree with Logan and Pizza Guy and everyone saying to flatten Keelhaul because of the fact that it's a life simulation game. When, like, in real life, we can't really, like, blow up our world and start fresh.
Yes.
So I feel like you have to, well, at least from my opinion, you have to take it from that point of view where you're like, okay, I can't restart, but I can make changes to make it fresh. And I think that's, you know, what Nina should go ahead and do.
Just little changes.
Yeah.
Like someone in the chat earlier was saying, just work left from right and start deleting things on the left and build it back up. And then by the time you're finished on the right-hand side, you'll have a whole new island.
That's true, yeah. So I really like this point, and Pizza Dude brought up Rossetti earlier, but there's that, you know, the pretty infamous Rossetti quote from the first game, you can't reset life.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's a really good point.
Yeah.
You really can't, exactly. And maybe approaching it that way, it might be the right way to go.
Yeah, exactly.
And Nina's still torn.
I can't. Okay.
I think we're making this much harder for Nina than this was supposed to be.
I
like everyone brings
really
another option,
points.
And they're all
I know.
Good.
And I'm someone who sits on the fence with most, you know, debatable options. So this is really hard. The fence is just getting higher. Yeah. I think
that makes the fall a lot tougher. Yeah.
I feel like Nina will take all of our points and make the right decision.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, I'll have to incubate a little while, but hopefully that's true.
Yeah, we'll make sure to give the update whenever Nina decides, for sure.
Perfect.
Awesome. Well, yeah, thanks so much for calling in, Wizza. Drive safe.
Yes, please.
Safe
out there. Thank you.
Thanks,
use your signals. I don't like it when people don't use their signals.
Dude, I do too. I don't like that either.
Okay.
All right. All right. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye. See you. Be safe.
Bye. Hi, Tadette. How are you?
Hello. Can you all hear me this time?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Awesome. It seems I fixed my problem from last time.
I'm so glad. It's so good to hear from you. Well, awesome. We're glad to have you. What are your thoughts here on this debate?
Yeah, well, I remember myself starting my new leaf town and not enjoying it very much. Mm. So now I just tend to, every time I get too bored, English is not really my first language, so
no,
I can't
have
a word. But yeah, I now just tend to switch up things around my island if I get bored, or work on my Nook Mile goals. Mm. I have been thinking about flying maybe, but I don't think I'm quite there yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do. I mean, I haven't finished Nook Miles and I haven't gotten all the art in the museum, which is big for me.
Okay, yeah, I actually managed to finish the art.
Oh my gosh.
I actually finished my whole museum since that's a goal of mine. Mm-hmm. That was a goal of mine since I never really got to do that in the old games.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm so surprised. So many people have finished their art museums that I'm like nowhere near finishing.
I have been done a lot of trading though.
That's a good idea.
Also, there was a nice guy a long time ago that gave me a bunch of real art here on this, on the Haken Discord.
Oh, wow.
That's very generous.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very generous and very surprising.
So, yeah, that's one thing I would want to do with Keel Hall. I do want to finish the art museum. It's my thing. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's one thing.
Yeah, you should definitely finish that and maybe just try not to get to Foot Cove too much.
Yeah.
From Keel Hall.
Yeah. Why are our listeners all like so well spoken and intelligent and making such amazing points? Like this is a problem.
It's because they're Animal Crossing fans.
That's what it is. Yeah.
You know, we just know what's up.
But just an awesome community like that.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. Well, yeah, thank you so much, Toadette, for calling in. We're glad we got to hear from you this time.
Thank you.
Your mic was working.
Yeah.
You're
welcome. I'm glad it's working, too.
All right. We'll see you around the Discord. Thanks so much for hopping in
here.
Thank you. You're welcome. See you around.
All right. Well, great calls, everyone. Thank you so much for calling in and letting us know your thoughts. I'm sure Nina knows exactly what she's going to do now.
Yeah, tell us in 3 seconds, Nina. Go.
I feel like I've run a marathon. I'm exhausted. I really do like the idea of stashing Keel Hall away for a little while. Maybe not 8 weeks. I don't know if I have that much control over myself. But if I stash Keel Hall away for a little while and I work on another bullet journal to start an island that is meaningful on my second Switch and make that my main playing island,
right.
I think that maybe that will help. And then I can preserve Keel Hall like I did my New Leaf Town, which was called January.
I like it.
You know, you can just keep those in memory and then maybe eventually finish the art museum.
Yeah.
I don't know. But, you know, I've got that second Switch, so why not use it, I guess, and really dive deep into a brand new island and a brand new life. I don't know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it sounds like you're getting closer to finding what you want to do.
Yeah.
And that's good. I mean, that's all we could really ask for, right?
I guess that's true. This was everybody in our Haken Discord and in our community and on Twitter, and everybody's just amazing. This has been so much fun.
Yeah, we'll definitely do more of these whenever people have some debates.
We do. Haken debates.
Yeah, maybe Sergio will decide he doesn't want a flat island anymore and he wants to go all mountainy. You might need some advice there.
Yeah. We'll have to come up with some more ones. This is awesome.
Awesome. Well, thank you all so much for tuning in to this episode of Haken, an Animal Crossing podcast. Don't want the episode to end? Well, you can keep the conversation going by Nintendo switching over to our Discord. Just follow the link in the description and you can talk with other people who love Animal Crossing as much as you do, including Sergio, Nina, and me. Want to support the show in a bigger way and get your voice heard during the show? Visit patreon.com/ChewiePlaysNintendo. You can support our show with just $1, get special access to a secret room on Discord, join in on the Haken Islander Corner, and even read a monthly newsletter covering all things Haken and Chewy Plays. We really appreciate the support and put your money towards some great things on the show. If you're tuned in on YouTube, the comments are a great place to let us know your answers to any of the discussion questions we've had today. Do you think it's better to restart or flatten your island? If you dig what you hear, please KK slide over to that review section on your platform of choice. Let people know what they're missing out on. Haken is a Wild production brought to you by Chewy, Sergio, Nina, and all of our patrons. We thank you for listening, and we hope you have a great week.
Goodbye, everybody.
See you all next time.